You are listening to episode number 12 here on the podcast. In today's episode, we're talking all about white privilege, Black Lives Matter, white guilt, and white fragility. I purposely planned this episode to be released on Juneteenth, and if you don't know what that is, it's a holiday that celebrates the emancipation of those who had been enslaved in the United States. So for a lot of people, Juneteenth is a big frickin' deal, okay? So I will let the rest of the topics from this episode speak for themselves. I'm not going to keep going on the introduction. We're just going to jump on into it because this is a very important episode, so be sure to stay tuned until the end. Hi, I'm Jessica Carrera. I started this company because I am obsessed with helping people learn what should have been taught in school. I once needed this resource and couldn't find everything in one place, so I became the very hub I wish I had when I started to navigate this multifaceted thing that we call adulthood. If you are looking to have access to information so that you can better utilize the resources you already have, you are definitely in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode here on the podcast. I'm sure if you've been listening to my recordings in the last little bit, again, you've noticed that I've taken another couple week break. There has been quite a bit going on in the world, and I've taken the last couple of weeks to get educated so that I don't come to this platform and just spew nonsense. Obviously, I want to bring a wealth of resources and knowledge your way, and that's always been my goal from the get-go. So I have really reeled back, especially during garden season. Anyways, you guys know that I love to garden. So with that being said, I've been more in the garden, listening to audiobooks, listening to podcasts, really, really getting educated on a lot of topics, honestly. I might as well just get right into it because honestly, this stuff speaks for itself. It is so important, not only if you are a white person, but if you are a white passing person, to listen to the rest of this episode. And what I mean by white passing is, yes, you might technically be a person of color, but you might actually pass as a white person. And obviously, even if you are not white, I I'd really appreciate you listening to this episode and giving me any sort of feedback about sensitivity, about how I'm coming across, like all of those things. I know it's a tough topic to talk about, honestly. Racism isn't something that we take lightly. We don't like being called racist. We don't like the thought of other people not liking us. Like, as human beings, we don't like that. So it becomes a difficult conversation, especially for white people, for whatever reason, to talk about race. With that being said, one of the books that I read over the last couple of weeks was the book White Fragility. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, the title of the book itself triggered me at first. I was like, what the frick, man? Like, white fragility, what is this supposed to imply, kind of thing, you know? And honestly, that is literally what it's about. It is written by a white woman for white people. Honestly, this book made it super easy to become more educated on this topic. The book White Fragility helped kind of empower me to talk more about this topic because I know that there are so many other white folk and white passing folk who are so uncomfortable talking about these issues. I might as well put it all out there because honestly, I really don't care what other people have to say. I've actually had quite a few questions, like about even just releasing another podcast about racism, Black Lives Matter, where I stand with that. So I might as well just say where I stand with Black Lives Matter. I stand with Black Lives Matter. It's just a matter of fact, all lives don't matter until Black Lives Matter too. And when I say that, I mean that all lives will matter equally then, right? Because people of color are marginalized. And if you don't know what this means, please, please look it up and educate yourself. Ignorance is bliss. Let me tell you that. there's a reason why all these so-called bleeding hearts feel the way they do. It's because they're not ignorant to these issues. They've done their research, and these people feel so passionately because they literally do not understand how one human can treat another human in such a disgusting freaking way. It just blows my mind that it's 2020 and like we're still not treating people equally. We're still not acknowledging the fact that some of us are more privileged than others. White privilege doesn't mean that you have everything handed to you, right? And for a long time, like, I didn't understand that. Well, as an immigrant child, my family and I, we saw financial hardships like that. I was like, well, what white privilege? And like, I would have white kids make fun of me literally for how white I was when we first came to America. And even in college, honestly, I've had people exclude me from things because of the fact that I was white. So I've felt like, you know, I've seen both ends of the spectrum when people of color didn't accept me, and I've seen it when even people who looked like me didn't accept me because of the way I look. So I think that that's what kind of makes me such an empathetic being, is just the fact that I have been there, done that. I don't want to make anybody else ever feel like that. And it's almost like the most empathetic people in the entire universe are the people who have been through it the freaking worst. Basically, the whole point is I was like, what white privilege? Like, I just didn't understand this concept for a very, very long time. But what white privilege is, it doesn't mean that you never face hardships. It just means that the color of your skin wasn't one of your hardships. It was never something that was going to be a hurdle for you. And that in itself is what white privilege is. It is so profound. Being white makes it so that you have so many less hurdles in life, and it's just a matter of fact. Look at the statistics, get educated, like I said, read the book about white fragility. And if you don't like to read, I highly suggest download Audible. That's actually, I say I've been reading, like, some of the stuff I've just been listening to on Audible. I don't really care how you get access to the information as long as you're taking it and you're taking it into consideration and you're actually doing something with it. Because what is the point of harboring all this knowledge to yourself? Nothing, right? This is why you should be sharing this episode with your racist family members. You should be, you know, sharing the book White Fragility with your racist family members. Like, in all reality, maybe not this episode is the best thing for people to get started with me, but for the people who are going to be the most receptive to this episode, I already know that in all likeliness, it is up to you and only you to get the conversation started. I have called people out time and time again for racist beliefs, and it is really interesting to see the light bulb go off in people's heads, like, oh shit, like, if other people judged me like that, I'd be freaking livid, right? We've talked about this again on the podcast before. So everything comes back down to empathy. I'm just such a little hippie child, I know, but it's true. Empathy, yours all. Before I veer away from the Black Lives Matter topic too much, I wrote a little note here to myself to bring up the Blue Lives Matter movement. Are there really Smurfs walking around? Because I am completely unaware. And if there are really Smurfs walking around, I want whatever drugs you've got. So shoot me a DM on Instagram, because that sounds pretty cool. But in all reality, there is no such thing as a blue life. At the end of the day, police officers choose their jobs. They choose to wear that badge. They choose to put on that uniform. People of color do not choose to put on their black suit every morning or their Hispanic suit every morning. No, like, what kind of fucking logic is that? Like, they can't take their skin off at the end of the day. How can you sit here and take away from a peaceful movement, nonetheless, peaceful Black Lives Matter movement, and say that blue lives matter too? I'm not disagreeing that cops' lives are very important. I still think some level of the police is very important. So I guess really what I was getting at for that was the fact that there is no such thing as a blue life. And secondly, I'm just gonna throw this out there. I know this might blow some people's minds, but here's the thing. not all cops are good cops. Whoa, right? And here's the problem with that. And this is why it is important to teach our children that. Is because if you go your whole life blindly believing that everybody is good, like every cop is good, let's say, and then they come across a cop who isn't good, are they supposed to just think that they were in the wrong when the cop turns off their body cam and starts threatening them and doing malicious things? Like, but your whole life you were told all cops are good. So like, is what this cop is doing to you, is that good? Do you deserve it? I know that the idea of not all cops being good might really trigger some people, especially people who have family members in law enforcement. I know some really amazing cops, but you know what? Here's the fact. Not all cops are good. I know some shitty cops too. So I've briefly talked about white privilege, Black Lives Matter, white fragility, and so I guess it's really time for me to touch base on the idea of white guilt. I don't want to talk too much about this because really what the whole rest of this episode is about is bringing these other things to the table, so maybe you feel more inclined to jump into the conversation to get more education and further your knowledge about these very, very important topics and how you have the privilege. Because I didn't understand, like I said, didn't understand how I was privileged until I became more educated about it. Maybe instead of just yelling at somebody that they're ignorant, maybe we should educate them better so that they're not just triggered and more open to the topic. The book White Fragility actually dives more into this about like why white people are literally so fragile, and the second you bring up race, they get heated. And it, like I said, it was so enlightening. It's very important. But really, what I'm trying to get at is white guilt is a real thing. So what I mean by this is, over the last couple of weeks, here's an example, the only one that I can think of relates to myself, is that I felt a lot of pressure to respond to this Black Lives Matter, to all of the crap that is happening in America over the last couple of weeks. I have felt an insane amount of guilt and pressure to respond, and it's not that I never wanted to respond, it's that I wanted to take the time to get educated. And I think that that is what part of the Black Lives Matter movement is about. And I didn't realize that until I was more open to learning more about it, if that makes sense. Just the whole point of Black Lives Matter is to educate people. Please, you guys, get educated and really immerse yourself with the people around you. Do you really want to become more and more divided as a country, or would you rather come back together? The whole point of America is to have a cultural mixing pot of sorts. It's what it was designed for freedom, for happiness, the American dream, all of these things, right? So your responsibility at this point in time is to get educated. Get the book White Fragility. I actually read another book that I believe was called Me and White Supremacy, or White Supremacy and Me, something like that. And I'm not 100% done with it. It is a little bit more hard to digest, so I would recommend starting with White Fragility, especially if you know, like, anything I said in this podcast, if you even felt a little triggered, you know, like about good cops and bad cops, or about your white privilege, or Black Lives Matter. If any of those topics trigger you, please listen or read the book White Fragility, and just don't like skim it and like see the information or hear the information and do nothing with it. Like I said, it is important that we apply it. You need to actually apply said information for it to do anything, right? Start the conversations, educate your friends. Anytime they say something that's slightly racist, anytime they say something that is against Black Lives Matter, ask them, well, why does that trigger you? Like, why does the word black in a title trigger you? Because here's a fact, Jack. There are books out there that literally are called, like I said, White Fragility. It's okay to put the word white out there. And actually, that's like part of the point. It's that we need to be more okay with talking about our races, being white, being black, being a person of color, whatever you choose to identify as. Or no, yes, it is super important to not judge each other based on one skin color, but it is also important to remember that we are not colorblind. It is a fact. You can see the difference between our skin tones. I know I'm walking on eggshells right now, and I'm really trying to be cautious of both sides, but here's the thing. I want to be more open about it. The only way to make racism go away is for everybody to be okay about talking about it. Like, every time we don't talk about it, we're not helping people see the world in a different way. We're not changing anything. We're just perpetuating the cycle by staying silent. Your white silence is the shittiest thing you can do. Like, you need to speak up. When you hear something that doesn't make sense, there are things we can all work on. And just saying that because you're very progressive or whatever, you don't need to work on racism, you don't need to listen to those books because you love your black friend and one time you dated a black guy or you dated a black girl or whatever, you're honestly, that is the kind of crap that perpetuates the cycle, is ignorance. The fact that just because I have a black cousin or whatever, I am not racist. Literally, what about a black cousin makes you not racist? Or what about having a black ex-girlfriend makes you not racist? Like, literally, that is not how that works. Fun fact. I know. Crazy. Get educated. Again, like, I can't stop saying it. I know. But that is really what all of this podcast was about. I hope that this kind of like brought to light some of the things. I know just hearing the way white privilege was described in this podcast helped me understand it better. So I hope that that helped you. I hope that you understand now that if you didn't before, Blue Lives Matter isn't a real thing and that Black Lives Matter is a peaceful movement. And, you know, we see the crazy shit on the news happening, right? Like the 1% of rioters and shit like that that come out of these peaceful movements. But you know what else we see on the news? It's a crazy motherfucking white guy going to the church and shooting up all the black people just because they're black. Like, literally, what? There's extremists in all groups. I want you to take that into consideration. And no, I do not censor myself anymore on the podcast because guess what? This is my platform and I pay for it. So I'm kind of just at that point now. Like, it's important in a true artistic way. Censorship, I feel like, takes a little bit away from what I do. And if me saying a couple swear words makes you think that it takes away from my credibility or my knowledge, check yourself, bro, because who, like, really, is really the word fuck gonna take away all my credibility? Does that completely negate a degree? No. Like, that's not how it works, right? Just because you said crap doesn't take your 20 years of life experience away, right? So, learn to be less judgmental. I've really spent the last couple of weeks diving into this, and I really hope that you guys can learn more about this as well. The second you get started with it, it's kind of like a rabbit hole. You'll learn about another book, you'll learn about another topic, things that need to be talked about. I just remembered that I didn't fully finish my thing about white guilt, but basically all I was going to say about white guilt in a short note is that it is a thing. Like, people feel real guilt about not responding right away, and I know that that takes away from the movement of Black Lives Matter, but it also, for people who are really passionate about wanting to do stuff for Black Lives Matter, it puts like this really weird strain on, like, for me, for example, like, I'm like a very, very busy woman. I haven't really been on the podcast and social media so much lately anyways, so I felt even more pressure to like get out of the garden, and which is kind of crappy, right? Like, I want to be out in the garden. I'm actually getting my sunshine in. I actually feel like Jessica again. I've literally never been happier in my life. So forcing myself to sit down in a room that isn't outside, it's not quite as nice, you know? hard on my mental health, and but I know that it's important because I need to talk about these things with you guys. In the off gardening season, I will definitely be uploading way more often. I've just been letting myself do my own thing and get educated. I've been really listening to people and their needs, and obviously right now this was a huge need. So I'm obviously wanting to do more work towards this. Here at the Fine Art of Adulting, I'm very committed to mental health and bringing resources to people in general. With that being said, we knew from the get-go that we wanted to donate 10% of all sales this year to some sort of organization. We still are undecided on exactly what we're doing with the 10% of everything that we make this year. And 5% we know for sure is going to go towards some sort of mental health something. And I want the other 5% to go towards something that helps BIPOC people. If you don't know what BIPOC stands for, it's Black Indigenous People of Color. So something that helps BIPOC people, maybe it will be BIPOC mental health related. Like, that would be really cool. If you have any suggestions or you know any really great organizations, shoot me a message. That's definitely something we're going to be posting way more about later in the year when we're getting closer to like actually wrapping up the financial year and we can donate to whatever we're doing. It'll be a lot more exciting when the time actually comes to do so. I just wanted to let you know what our commitment was going to be over here. We want to see change in the future. We want to be super inclusive. We want all those things. Like I said, I really hope that this episode helped you understand things a little bit better. I hope that maybe it helps you explain things to Uncle John at family dinner. Hopefully it makes things and just like your life in general easier. When you take the time to educate yourself, you're gonna think to yourself at the end of it, wow, I really was ignorant AF before. I know for a fact, and I'm still ignorant, right? Like, we're all ignorant unless you're working on not being ignorant. If you're not actively working towards learning something new, like, yeah, what do you think ignorance is? It's sitting there not choosing to not learn, right? So, looking back on my previous tendencies, I would have just dismissed everything and thought, you know, it doesn't apply to me, so I don't really give a shit. Like, in all reality, we're all people, and I would hope there would be an ounce of humanity in the world that, like, if I was in a situation like that, that I would have people rallying up behind me, helping to donating their time, donating their money, putting together campaigns, doing more for these movements. I will be back on the podcast kind of when I get around to it. I'll be back on Instagram soon. I'm probably going to get more into just posting about my garden in the meantime, just because it's where I am and it is my favorite thing to do besides this is just garden all day long. So catch me there. Send me a message if there is anything else you want more information about in regards to these topics, or if you have another great resource that I could mention and let people know about, please let me know. I love tossing those resources out there. I think that is like one of the greatest things that we can do for one another is provide information, provide knowledge. It is the best thing we can do to make our lives easier. We can be happier for other people. It's just boom, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So without further ado, I hope that you have the most wonderful weekend and happy Juneteenth. If this episode has helped you in any way, shape, or form, I would so super appreciate it if you clicked subscribe and left me a review. The more reviews we get, the greater reach we have, and the more impact we will make. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and like us on Facebook. Be sure to check out our website and sign up for our mailing list so you don't miss out on any promotions. I look forward to connecting with you again in the next episode.